Chapter 11. Many Years Later. Catherine never showed her father her real feelings about Morris, and she never told him the truth about the end of their engagement. Aunt Lavinia told him nothing either, and he never asked her. He went to see Mrs. Montgomery a few times, but she knew nothing. Aunt Elizabeth continued to be like a mother to Catherine, but Catherine did not tell her any of her secrets. "And if she tells me," thought Aunt Elizabeth, "I won't tell my brother, because I don't like the way he treated poor Catherine. He didn't respect her feelings." "I was not unkind to Catherine. That man would be a terrible husband to her," Dr. Sloper said to Aunt Elizabeth, "and I don't believe that she ended the engagement. I think that he did it." "Then you really must be kind to her. Her heart is broken," said his sister. "I am kind to her, but I'm pleased. She's very lucky that he didn't marry her, but I don't agree that her heart is broken," he continued. "She seems happier than when her lover was here. She is eating and sleeping well, and she's buying lots of silly but expensive clothes, as usual. Actually, this has made me worried," he added. "I think that they have a plan. When I'm dead, he'll come back and they'll marry." "How can you believe that?" "Catherine will never do that," answered Aunt Elizabeth. But during the next 20 years, Dr. Sloper's idea only became stronger and stronger in his mind. Sometimes he thought that Morris was behind one of the doors in his house, waiting to come out. Two other men proposed to Catherine when she was a little more than 30 years old. The first was a widower with lots of money and three young girls. The second was a clever young lawyer who fell completely in love with her. Her father wanted her to marry someone, but she told the two men no. Dr. Sloper felt sure that she did not marry because she was waiting for Morris to come back. But Catherine never forgot how Morris treated her, and she never respected her father in the same way again. She worked for free at hospitals, and she helped poor people. She was greatly liked and respected, and became like an aunt to younger people. Lovers came to her, telling her their secrets, and she gave them advice. She was not old yet, but she seemed old. Aunt Lavinia was old, but seemed younger and younger each year, like a girl. She tried to interfere with the men who proposed to Catherine, but they did not trust her. Aunt Lavinia never spoke of Morris to her niece, and Catherine was pleased. But sometimes she thought darkly, "Does she still get news from him?" Slowly, Dr. Sloper stopped working. He went to Europe again and stayed there for 2 years. Catherine went with him, and Aunt Lavinia, too. One day, after they returned, he said to Catherine, "Promise me something before I die." "Why are you talking about dying?" "Because I'm 68 years old." "I hope that you live a long time," said Catherine. "I hope that I will. But Promise me that you won't marry Morris Townsend after I'm dead." Catherine was surprised. "Why are you talking about him?" she asked. "I heard that he's still looking for a wife. He had one, but she died. Not long ago, he was in New York, and he went to your cousin Marion's house. He's fat now, with no hair, and he never became rich. But promise me." "I don't think of Mr. Townsend often," was her only answer.
"Promise me that, after my death, you will continue not to think of him," said her father.
She said, "I don't think I can promise that." Dr. Sloper was silent for a minute.
"I'm asking you, because if you cannot promise, I'm going to change my will."
"I can't promise."
"Why not?"
"I can't explain, but I can't promise."
"You're a difficult girl," said her father, annoyed.
A year later, Dr. Sloper became ill and died. In his will, he only gave a small amount of his money to his daughter and some money to his two sisters. The rest he gave to hospitals all around the country. The will said, "My daughter already has enough money from her mother. I don't want her to inherit all of my money because a young man might marry her only for that. I believe that she is still interested in dangerous young men." Aunt Lavinia was very disappointed for Catherine.
"The will is terrible," she said.
But Catherine did not agree. "I like it very much. I just don't like the words he used to write it," she said.